Hey guys, it's Kevin. Today we're going to do another waste tank demonstration videos. After this video, I get a couple of really cool things coming up. Please check out my channel after a couple of weeks. The Epson EcoTank ET4500 is a beauty. However, whenever you do a cartridge cleaning or printhead cleaning, the printer is going to dump a little bit of ink inside the printer. And in the same time, the printer going to remember how many ink it dump into the printer. So once the printer is full, the printer going to display a part of the printer service life is up, and I will disable your printer. You cannot print anymore. It's going to ask you to contact Epson to solve the problem. Actually, if you call Epson, Epson will tell you the printer is done. Throw it away, get a new Epson, and problem solved. So today we're going to solve the problem ourselves. There are two steps. The first step, you have to reset the counter back to zero. There'll be a little bit of money involved, okay? And nothing's free. There are a couple companies can do this, but the one I trust is called Inkchip.net. And when you go to the website and click WIC, that stands for Waste Ink Counter. So you can see if you just reset once, it's $9.99. However, if you want to buy three keys, reset three times, that's only like $7. And sometimes, for me, I get a whole bunch of printers. I get five keys for like $6 per key. And that's the best deal. What I like about Inkchip.net is their support. You can see on the website, you can directly, if you have a problem, send them a telegram. And there are many, many times they save my behind. And before you go ahead buy it, make sure that your model is listed here. So we're looking for ET4500. Make sure it is covered. Okay, do not buy it yet. And you want to do another test, make sure that your printer is going to work with this software. So we go to download, a free download, and we choose English. I think their service, the Mars or something, it always take a little bit of time for me to download. And I have a pretty fast internet. I don't know why, just it taken me like a good 2-3 minutes. Next step is run this Inkchip WSE. You just download it, and they'll ask you, it's unknown popular, do you want to still run? Yes, you want to run, and you want to install. You will see this Inkchip WIC on your desktop. However, if you double click and they say it cannot be found, it's because your antivirus software ate it. I use Norton, so let's go check it. Find the Norton icon, right click, and view history. See the Norton. Your antivirus, you might be too sensitive. See, I use the program Wondershare Filmora, which is legit. The video software is even detect data as a bad software. So yeah, don't worry about it. So this one, see, Inkchip WSE. That's where it killed it. And I do one more options. And I do restore. Yes. Now I double click open, which shows nothing. I recheck Norton's history, and certainly it's not Norton that's been deleting this software. Check Windows Security Center, and nothing there. Everything looks fine. Eventually, I remember I just installed this malware bytes, and that must be it. So let's quit malware bytes and see if we can fire up the software. Oh, by the way, you have to reinstall the Inkchip, and because the malware bytes deleted the software, so reinstall and run. Here we go. And click the Waste Ink Tank counter, and you should see your printer in this drop-down. And if it's not automatically selected, click drop-down, make sure that you see the printer. Oh, by the way, your printer has to connect with USB. You cannot do wireless. And now with the printer selected, click read with ink counter. You're going to see how much ink is in the counter. So if you see it can read the counter, now is time to buy the key. If you cannot read the counter, do not buy the key. Go back to inkchip.net and click buy. And WIC adjustment program. So I'm going to spend some money. So I'm going to buy 5 keys. Yeah, I don't have coupon. Maybe they should give me a coupon or something. See, this printer is pretty new, and the program will tell you the counter is okay, so you don't have to reset it. But for the purpose of shooting this video, let's reset it. So I'm going to waste one of the key that I bought. Here's the key. And pretty quick, I'll set done. Please restart the printer, and let's restart the printer. Okay, the printer restarted. Let's read the counter. See, now the counter is reset to 0. So we just finished step 1. However, remember, if you waste tank is full, that means physically you have a whole bunch of ink to deal with inside the printer. So let's take a look at those waste ink. And you can go by see the back of the printer, and you're going to find this screw. Remove that screw with a Phillips number 2 screwdriver, and use a flat screwdriver. Just pry from both sides, and the waste tank will fall out. Here's what the waste tank look like at 10%. Imagine it's 100%, the whole thing will be soaked. And you can take the sponge out, just wash underneath the water. It's not really a clean business, and you can also throw it in the washer and dryer if you're there. If you throw it in the washer, put it inside a pantyhose, and then throw it in the washer. If your wife wears black pantyhose, she will notice. Shake off the excessive water, and then just leave it dry under the sun. It take about a day or two. If you don't want to do this, a better solution is you can install an external tank, so the waste ink will go to the tank. When it's time to change, you can just dump off the waste ink. Go to bchtechnology.com and go to accessories. And waste tank, it's kind of confusing. It's not this waste tank, it's not a waste tank for resetter, it's the waste tank. So click this, and what you really need is this little thing. You will need a tube to connect to the connector, and then you dump the waste ink into a tank or like a bottle. Or you can just buy the whole kit. Whole kit has a connector, a tube, and bottles, and a little bit of Velcro that you can stabilize the bottle on the printer or on your table. Today I'm going to use this 25mm kit. Since we already took the waste tank out, so if you look underneath, you can see a hole where the waste ink coming out. So we can insert a connector right into this hole. When you insert, just twist it. Do not push it in, just twist it. It will fit in perfectly. Okay, now get the connector out, and that works. So we attach the tube on it, and there will be a tight fit. So just push it a little bit. And now we do the same thing, and we twist and turn and insert, and make sure it's really secure. And do not do this. If you do this, the ink will dump on your table. So twist and turn, and make sure it's connect really, really secure. And you can try to pull it a little bit, see if you can pull it out. So when you get fully connected, you cannot pull it out easily. Okay, that's done. There's a little opening on the right side, so you can just put a tube here. So when the printer lay on the table, it will not cut the tube off. Use a Velcro square to attach the bottle somewhere so that the bottle will not tip over. And cut a hole on the top of the bottle and then thread the tube in. That looks nice. So we're going to do a couple of head cleanings so you can see what it looks like. So now when you clean the printer, the ink will no longer go to a pad and it goes to this bottle. And when the bottle is full, just take the bottle out and dump it out. And that will save you a day or two. I hope you enjoyed this video. Visit us www.bchtechnology.com or locally Greensboro, North Carolina. Cheers.
There was a time not long ago when printer cartridges were so expensive.
So expensive.
And BCH came out to play. The quality cartridges saved the day. Oh, oh, oh.